in these booklets that we have on worship, there's a page that has a list of hymns. It's near the back. It's actually after the little story of George Bernard and the Old Rugged Cross. And he wrote hundreds of hymns, but these five that I've listed here are ones that we sing, that we have in our hymn books, in our camp book. The first one was the Old Rugged Cross, and we've sung that. On a hill far away stood an old rugged cross. What is it that he expresses in that hymn?
The emblem of suffering and shame.
Yes. The cross speaks of the suffering and the shame that our Lord Jesus bore for us. But it says there, for the dear Lamb of God, in verse 2. The dear Lamb of God. And I wanted you just to write down maybe what impresses you from these songs. Now, we're not going to do that all in one night. But I'd like to look at this next song, Have Thy Way, Lord. And we find that in our hymn books, I believe it's 359. 359. Jesus, see me at thy feet, with my sacrifice complete. I am bringing all to thee, thine alone I'll be. I thought as we came in tonight, we're just sitting at his feet. I trust that our hearts were drawn very near to him. He's drawing us, he's wanting to fill us with himself. He wants to fill us with his peace, his rest, his life. And so, Jesus, see me at thy feet, with my sacrifice complete. We talked this morning about building an altar. An altar speaks of sacrifice. I am bringing all to thee, thine alone I'll be. Verse 2, oh, how patient thou hast been with my pride and inbred sin. Oh, what mercy thou hast shown, grace and love unknown. I think that verse speaks to us of the imperfection. Have you found out that you're not perfect? Mm-hmm. Anyone perfect here? The other day I was speaking to someone at work and going over something they did, and they were telling me, you know, it's possible I made a mistake, but that very rarely happens. That's not usual, you know. I'm pretty perfect. But we're not. We're filled with pride and inbred sin. There is none righteous, no, not one. And the Lord has been so patient with us. I'm sure all of us could say that from experience, how patient he's been with us. Oh, what mercy you have shown, grace and love unknown. Verse 3, Lord, I loathe myself and sin. Enter now and make me clean. The wonderful thing is I don't have to stay that way. Sometimes we make excuses for ourselves and we say, well, I've always been like that, or my mother had a temper too, or things like that. We don't have to stay that way. God has come in human form. Jesus came down from heaven so that you and I could be transformed. And he wants to live in us. Make my heart just like thine own. Come, Lord, take thy throne. I think this speaks of being displaced, as it were, where it's no longer I but Christ. Now, have we come to that place? We speak of these things, we know these things, we've heard these things, but God wants them to be real in our experience. That it's no longer I but Christ who lives in me. Make my heart just like thine own. Come, Lord, take thy throne. Verse 4, Lord, thy love has won my all. Let thy spirit on me fall. Burn up every trace of sin. Make me pure within. As we were sitting here and before the Lord, that song came to my heart. Breathe on me, breath of God, until my heart is clean. Breathe on me, breath of God, until my heart is clean. Let thy spirit on me fall. Burn up every trace of sin. Make me pure within. Is that your desire? Do we want Jesus to come? Purify us. Oh, make me clean. What can wash away my sin? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. And the blood and the Spirit are at work to make us holy. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
The work is done. Praise the Lord. The victory's won. Now the blood is cleansing me from all sin. I'm free.
Hallelujah.
And do we believe it? Do you really believe it, that I can be free from sin? Do you believe that? You can have victory?
Hallelujah.
We don't have to be the same. We don't have to be ruled by our attitudes. Our emotions. We can have victory over sin. Is it possible? That's what Jesus bled and died for. That you and I can be free. Now the blood is cleansing me. From all sin I am free. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Have thy way, Lord. Have thy way. This with all my heart I say. I'll obey thee, come what may. Dear Lord, have thy way. Is there a message in this hymn for us? Yes, there is. Now, I don't know what speaks to you, but there is some blank space there, and maybe sometime you ought to write it down. What is God saying to me? You know, someone has said next to your Bible, the hymn book ought to be that favorite book, that companion. And so let's sing this song together. Have thy way, Lord, have thy way. This with all my heart I say. Let's stand as we sing.
My heart, I say, I'll obey.
You may be seated.